ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن شاء الله tonight we continue talking about the article of Iman. Iman, for our Iman to be correct, we have to believe in six articles. The first article of an Iman is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have spoken about that in the last meeting. The second article of Iman is to believe in the angels. Believing in the angels is one of the articles of al-Iman, as Prophet Muhammad, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال في القرآن آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كلهم آمن بالله وملائكته. The Prophet believed in that which was revealed to him, and also the believers, they believed in that which was revealed to the messenger. All of them, they believed in Allah and his angels. So the believers, they believe in the angels. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he talked about the articles of Iman, he said, Al-Iman is to believe in Allah wa malaikatihi. Al-Iman is to believe in Allah and his angels. First we want to talk, believing in the angels first comes in believing in their existence. We believe that the angels exist. They are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, when we talk about angels, they do not believe in the angels. They say angels, they do not exist. But those things are the good. People say anything a cause of good is done by the angels. But there is nothing called angels. Allah did not create angels because we do not see them. Those people, they do not believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Because in the revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved to us, He showed us, He told us that He created angels. Simply because we do not see them, that does not mean they do not exist. All of us heard about a certain country. We heard about a country we never seen, yet we believe it exists, even though we had no opportunity to see that country, but we believe that it exists. So simply because we do not see the angel, that does not mean they do not exist. The angel exists and we believe in them, and they believe that they are not incorporeal beings, but they have physicality. They are real. Secondly, we have to believe in their essence. What is the essence of angels? Angels were created from light. Just like we were created from mud, and the shaitan was created from fire, angels were created from light. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith narrated by Muslim, خلقت الملائكة من نور وخلق الجان من مارج من نار وخلق آدم مما وصف له. The angels were created from light, from nur, and the jinn were created from the flame of fire, and the son of Adam was created from what Allah has described to you. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to us creating the son of Adam from earth, from the mud. So the essence of the creation of angel is light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels from light. This is their essence. But that in of itself does not mean they're not real. Because when we look at light, it's not something tangible. Not something you can put your hand on. But that does not mean the angels have the similar qualities of light. For example, you are created from mud. That does not mean you have the similar quality of mud. You are created from mud, but you are not mud. Therefore, if we put a seed on you, it's not going to grow to a tree. Because you're not mud, you are a human being. Similarly, the angels are created from light, but that in itself does not make them things that are not touchable, things that are not tangible. The angels are tangible. They have physicality. Another issue connected to that, jinn and angels are two different creations. The jinn were created from the flame of fire, and there are three types of jinn. Jinn that they have wings by which they fly, and jinn that they reside in certain areas, and jinn that they are manifested in animals. So there's three types of jinn. But the jinns are different than angels. The jinn, they have an option in their being. They could be believer and they could be disbeliever. They have a choice. They have listened to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. As Allah said, فَلَمَّا وَإِذْ طَرَقْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْمَعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا. We have assigned and we have provided for jinn to come to you to listen to the Qur'an. When they listen to it, they say, be attentive. So the jinn are different than the angels. Iblis is not an angel. Many people think Iblis, who is known as Lucifer, the father of jinn, to be from the angel. This is far from reality. But the reason for this misconception is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Qur'an, وَإِذَا قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. When we talk to the angel, prostrate to Adam, they prostrated except Iblis. So if they say the angel prostrated to Adam except Iblis, when the commands were given to the angel, that means Iblis was the angel who disobeyed. This is the meaning of this exception. When you make an exception, whatever you are accepting is the same nature of what you are accepting from. But this is not true. الاستثناء في اللغة العربية يكون منقطع ويكون متصل. الاستثناء المنفصل ما كان المستثنى من جنس المستثنى منه. هذا استثناء منفصل. أما الاستثناء المنفصل ما يكون المستثنى من غير جنس المستثنى منه وتكون إلا بمعنى لكن. فتقول مثل الاستثناء المنقطع، جاء القوم إلا حمارهم، هذا لا يعني الحمار من جنس القوم، هذا يقوله العرب، جاء القوم إلا بعيرهم. In Arabic you can make the type of exception, but that does not mean whatever you are accepting is the same nature of what you are accepting from. They say connected istisna, connected accepting, and disconnected accepting. The connected accepting is whenever you are accepting is the same nature as what you are accepting from. You say the people came except Zayd, a man by the name of Zayd. The people have came except Tom. That means Tom is from those people. But also in Arabic, we can say the people have came except the donkey. That does not mean the donkey is from the people. So when we are making this istisna, the disconnected istisna, illa means lacking. Illa means lacking. And this is similar to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Surah Al-Ghashiyah. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفى. هذه إلا ليس استثناء، هذا لا يعني أنت مسيطر على من تولى وكفى، إنك لست مسيطر على أحد، ولكن من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. يعني هنا الاستثناء بمعنى لكن. الله سبحانه وتعالى said to his messenger in the Quran, remind, verily you are a reminder. except those who turn away remind you are only a reminder and you are not domineering over them. Except those who turn away and move away. So when they say here except, that does not mean the Prophet ﷺ will domineer those who turn away. This, the word, the proposition for accepting in Arabic is illa. Illa here means but. So remind, you are a reminder, but those who turn away, they will get the punishment from Allah. So this is a disconnected accepting. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَأَذْقُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. This الاستثناء, هذا ما نوع هذا الاستثناء؟ منقطع. منقطع. هذا يفيد أن إبليس ليس من جنس الملائكة. The other issues we have to shed some light on, the angels, they're not feminine, they're nor they are masculine. We cannot say Jibreel is a man. They do not have gender. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, they are a dimension by their own self. They do not have gender. It's part of this belief to say that the angels are feminine or the angels are masculine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ لَيُسَمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْثَى. Those who disbelieve in the Day of Judgment, they will call the angels the name of the feminine. A real manifestation of that, you go to stores, you look in the commercials, they have those little statues, they depict them as angels, that they have wings and they are dressed like girls. So they make the angels look like girls. Many Muslims, with their ignorance, they go and buy their toys, those toys, and bring it to their house. So those people not only naming the angels the name of the female, but also they are depicting the angels to look like female, to have two wings. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. معذورون أنتم اليوم من الدرس. أما الأسبوع القادم تواجد هنا. أنا شفت الدرايف لايسنس all of you Daytona residents. أين كنا؟ So those people who name the angels the feminine name, this is part of this belief. Because the angels, they're not masculine, nor they are feminine. Nor we can depict the angels to have two wings, and they have the thing on top of their head, and they are just like the girl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the disbelievers, وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ إِنَاثًا أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ فَتُكْتَبُوا شَهَادَتُهُمْ وَيُسْأَلُونَ. They made the angel who are the slaves of Ar-Rahman, they made them into feminine. Did they witness the creation of the angel to decide if they are feminine or masculine? Indeed, their testimony, it will be written, and then they will be asked about it. So we believe in the angel, but we do not believe in them to be feminine, nor they are masculine. They are a gender by themselves. They are angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them as such. There are some of those angels that we know, and some of them that we do not know. Some of the angels that we know is Jibreel. Jibreel is the leader of the angels. We know about him, his name is Jibreel. We know his responsibility. His responsibility to convey the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet. The Quran was revealed upon the Prophet through the angel Jibreel. مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَهُدًى وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whoever was an enemy to Jibreel, verily Jibreel brought the Quran down upon your heart by the permission of Allah to authenticate to that which came before the Quran. And it's a guidance and a glad sighting for the believers. So one of the duties of Jibreel is to communicate the revelation. Also Jibreel passed believing in him to believe in his quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his angel Jibreel by having four qualities. He said, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَتِينٍ مُطَاعٍ تَمَّ أَمِينٍ. Four qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Jibreel. To be, first of all, ذُو قُوَّةٍ, strong. To be with high status with Allah, مَتِينٍ. The third, obey. The angel obey Jibreel because Jibreel is the leader of the angels. And the fourth quality is that he is trustworthy. So Jibreel has four qualities that were described in the Quran. He is the, also we have been at times. He is kareem, honorable. He is strong and mighty. Third, he is with high status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fourth, he is obeyed. Fifth, he is trustworthy. What is the benefit of believing in angel and Jibreel? He is trustworthy. That means whatever Allah told him to tell the Prophet, he told the Prophet. Whomever the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to go upon, he will go upon. And that will refute the belief of the Shia. The belief of the Shia, they say, an Amin, Jibreel, he betrayed the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to go upon Ali, but he betrayed that and he went upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, when they pray, if you see at the end of their tashahud, they go like this. That means they say, فَضَّهَ الْأَمِينُ عَنْ حَيْدَرَ. فَضَّهَ الْأَمِينُ. الْأَمِينُ is Jibreel. فَضَّهَ, he took it away, took it from حَيْدَرَ. Who is حَيْدَرَ? حَيْدَرَ is Ali bin Abi Talib. One of the names of Ali bin Abi Talib is حَيْدَرَ. He said, أَلَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِي أُمِّي حَيْدَرَ فَأَسَدِ الْغَابَاتِ كَرِيهِ الْمَنْظَرَ. This is what he said. He said, my mother called me Haydara, that the lion of the forest, ugly. He said that when he was at war. He's not ugly. He was saying that when he was at war, when he killed the knight or the knife of the Jews, Marhaba. He went to him, he said this point, hit him on his neck, he drew his head off. So those are the qualities of Jibreel. So it's not possible that Jibreel was given the message from Allah, the instruction to go over Ali, and then he betrayed that and he said, no, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to give the message to Muhammad. But the Shia, they do that. They think that, and every time they pray, they say, صَلَّهَ الْأَمِينُ عَنْ حَيْدَرَ. How can you assign him and tell about him he's trustworthy, yet he did not give the message to the right person? Wallah, if I give you this pen, and then you go give it to your brother and you go give it to another person, you're not going to be trustworthy. And it's a pen worth a dollar. So how about a message that is a guidance to the entirety of the humanity, just simply take it from one person to another person. So in believing in that, they're not believing in the quality of the angel. So Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe in those qualities. And also we believe that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel twice. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. This is the first time. He saw Jibreel in the clear horizon. And also he saw the second time. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى. He saw another time next to the last or the end of the Sudra. The Sudra is the tree, the lotus tree, that was in the highest path level in paradise. This is where he saw Jibreel again. When the Prophet ﷺ saw Jibreel those two times, he saw him other times, but he saw him those two times the way he was created. He was created so large and great, and he has 600 wings. 600 wings blocking the horizon. This is Jibreel. Yet, Jibreel came in the form of a human being, asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is al-Iman? He said, al-Iman, an tu'minu billah, an tu'minu billah, wa malaikatihi, wa kutubihi, wa rusulihi. So the angels, they have the ability to form themselves. Also Jibreel, he came on his horse in the battle of Badr to fight with the believers. Also in the battle of Uhud, him and Mika'il came together defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So part in our believing in the angel, we're going to talk about that, but this is a review that we believe in their actions, believe in what they're doing. The second angel that we know about is Mika'il. Mika'il is the angel who is given the duty to control the rain. This is the duty of Mika'il. Also, we have a third angel that we know, his name is Israfil. Israfil, the name of the angel that he assigned the duty of blowing in the horn when the day of judgment comes. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I consider this statement, ya akhwan. He says, the one who is assigned to take the horn, he puts the horn in his mouth and about to blow it. This is how near the judgment day. He put the horn in his mouth and he's about to blow it. So when we hear that, that should put upon us the responsibility to adhere to Allah and His Messenger. To start taking our religion seriously. To start, when we hear the command of Allah, to take it seriously. To implement it. To implement it immediately without saying, well, tomorrow and after tomorrow, and when that happens. Don't wait. The angel has put the thing in his mouth and he about to blow on it. Also, we believe in Malik. Malik is the name of the angel who controls hell. وَنَادُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. They say, O Malik, let your Lord destroy us. He said, you're going to remain here. Verily, we brought you the truth. But most of you hate the truth. Now, this is the reality of the people. Most of the people hate the truth. You tell a person, this is the truth of the Quran and the Sunnah, and they hate. And this hatred is defected and manifested by lack of implementation. If you love it, you have to implement it. The only explanation, you don't do it because you hate it. There's no other explanation. If there was not a religious excuse, if there was a religious excuse, then the excuse would be exposed on the day of judgment. But if there was no religious excuse, no matter how much the woman says, I love to wear the hijab. If she does not wear the hijab, that means she hates to wear the hijab. No matter how the man says anything, if you love it, you have to do it. Because we always thought, to love Allah, you have to love what Allah loves for you to do. This is a rule by which we have to live by. If you love Allah, you have to do what Allah loves for you to do. Also, from the angels that we know is Ankar wa Nakir, those two angels. That when the person will be in the grave, they will come and ask him, who is your Lord? Who is your messenger? What is your religion? The one who was firm upon his belief in this life will answer. But the one who was shaky, when they will ask him, who is your Lord? He say, I don't know. I heard people saying something. I heard people saying something. That means he's a parrot who only repeats what the people are saying. He is not the man who think and take this evidence seriously and think about it. They will ask him, who is your messenger? He say, I don't know. I heard the people saying something. They will say, what's your religion? He will not give the answer. Then he will be hit with something. Everybody will hear him scream except the jinn and this. So we have to consider this moment. We have to consider when those angels come to ask us questions. Wallahi ya akhwan, when we want to go and have a test, whether it's a driver's license test or any type of test, you're going to study the book 100 times to ensure that you're going to pass this test. Because there is a person is going to ask you. When you go to the grave, there is an angel that's going to ask you. So you have to study the book. It's right here. This is the book that you have to study. You have to study the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in that book, Allah introducing Himself to you. So when they ask you who is your Lord, you have to answer. Under dreadful situation, the answers run away from us. You can be in the comfort of your house and you are studying for the test, and all the answers are in your mind. But when you go to the test room and you see all the people, all the examiners, you can have a shock, and everything skips from your mind. Why? Because your education is not very imprinted in your mind yet. Therefore, upon stressful situation, everything vibrates. Consider this situation when the poor people are not very assertive in their belief. Under the stressful situation underground, the angel will come and ask them. He might, the answer just vibrates from his mind. You say, oh, I heard the people saying something. So we have to study our religion, yeah, one seriously. We have to make an effort to learn about our religion. And it's not sufficient for you to depend upon coming to the lesson here to get your religious education. We have to do much more. You have to educate yourself on your own. There's tapes, there's books. You have to listen to tapes, read serious books. Books that were written by the Imam of Al-Islam. For example, as far as he's concerned, you can read Al-Aqidah Tahawiyyah. It's a very good book. Every Muslim should read this book. You can read, there's a lot of also books in English, translated to English. Al-Qidah al-Qirat al-Mustaqim translated to English. Book on Creed translated to English. We have to educate ourselves, inshaAllah. So when the day of the test comes, we will be able to give the answers. Also we have Rudwan. Rudwan is the one who controls paradise. He is the angel who has the gate, who controls the gates for paradise. We know about that. There is another name that the people repeat, but this is not an authentic name, and that is Izra'il. You see, Izra'il is the angel of death. True, there is an angel of death, but for his name to be Izra'il is not authentic in the Sunnah. So we cannot say Izra'il is the angel of death. That is different than saying there is an angel of death. We believe there is an angel of death whose duty is to collect the souls of the people. But his name is not Izra'il, and we do not know his name. Another thing that we're going to talk about is some of the duties of the angels. The angels have many duties. Some of their duties is to glorify Allah, to seek forgiveness for the believers, and to carry the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jalla. All of that was reported in ayah of Surah Ghafir. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The three things. Those who carry the thrones, and those who are around the throne, that means the angels, they glorify Allah and they praise Him. They believe in Him and they ask forgiveness for the believers. So the angels ask forgiveness for you. They ask Allah to forgive you. And they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is some of the duties of the angel. Also some of the duties of the angel is to fight with the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, اِسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدَفِينَ. If you are seeking the aid of Allah and Allah answered to you that I will support you with 1,000 of angels that will come together. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shown us that the angels, they come and fight with the believers. They come and support the believers. Therefore, if we have belief, even though we do not have the weaponry that our enemy has, we can still fight because the angel will be with us. The belief is the most important factor for victory, not the disbelief. The belief. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the believers to have victory. Even if you have shortcomings in our preparation, the angels will come and fight with us. The angels came and fought with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battle of Badr and in the battle of Uhud. The angel protected the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So part of our belief is to believe in that. Those people who are ilmaniyin, who are secular, they say, yeah, what are you talking about? Angels coming fighting with people, this is unreal. We cannot depend on that. They say, of course you cannot depend on that because you're not a believer. But the believers depend on that. The believers, they know that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Quran. وَإِذْ يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ. Allah is supporting you with 3,000 of angels. Allah is supporting you with 3,000 of angels that are coming down. So the angels can come and fight with the believers and support the believer and solidify the believer and strengthen the believers. So part of believing in the angels to believe that they are helping the believers and fighting with the believers. Also, from the duties of the angels, as we have mentioned before, is to communicate the revelation and to control the rain, control the vegetation. Also, from the duty of the angel is to guard the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. He has those who are around him and before him and from behind him that will protect him from anything except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared. So the shaitan might come to harm you. The devil might come to harm you, to make you fall down, to do anything to you. And that shaitan could be from the shaitan of al-ins or the shaitan of al-jinn. Who will protect you from that are the angels. If the angels were not protecting us, the shaitan, the shayateen, the jinn will come and wipe us. But we are under the protection of the angels. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُ. The shaitan sees you, him and his tribe, and you do not see him. Who is protecting us from the harm of the shaitan? The angels. The angels are protecting us by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destituted for us. Because when the destiny comes, we can never put the destiny away from falling. Also from the duties of the angel is tabligh al-salam li Muhammad, to convey and to communicate and transmit our salutation to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it was narrated by Musnad Imam Ahmad عن عبد الله بن مسعود, he said, إن لله تعالى ملائكة سياحين في الأرض يبلغوني من أمة السلام. In the earth there is angels that are traveling. They transmit to me the salutation of my nation. So you can be sitting here and say, السلام عليك يا أيها النبي. And this salutation is transmitted to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the angels. Therefore, we know the mistake of many people. They say, we have to travel all the way to Medina and stand over the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grave and we give our salutation. So you do not have to do that. You can do that while you are standing in your home. Because there are angels who are assigned to carry and to transmit the message to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also from the duties of the angel is to have the believer say good things or bad things which they are in his heart, to expose it.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَ مَلَائِكَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ تَنْطُقُ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَةِ بَنِي آدَمْ بِمَا فِي الْمَرْءِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels that they will speak on the tongue of the son of Adam and what he has in him, good or bad. So sometimes a person might try to conceal his real feeling towards you, his real intention. But in a conversation, he will slip and say something. The angels are showing you what that person is. And also, sometimes you have good inside of you. But you have no... You are coming short of communicating what you want to say. You have no ability to convey what you want to say. And then, the angel will let you come out with the meaning that is contained in your heart. So those are some of the duties of the angels. Also, some of the duties of the angel is to visit Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur. Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur is a house in the sky. This bayt is visited every day with 70,000 angels. They come and visit this house and they do not come to it again. And every day is visited with 70,000 angels. Can you imagine how many angels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created? البيت المعمور في السماء السابعة يدخله كل يوم 70,000 ملك ثم لا يعودون إليه حتى تقوم الساعة. رواه الإمام أحمد عن أنس. By believing in that, we believe and we get in our heart the glory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We dignify Allah Azza wa Jalla, who created all those creations. 70,000 angels every day come and visit that house and they go and they do not come again. And that is repeated under the Day of Judgment. Also, we believe that the angels write what you do. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. With a part there around you, those who are honorable, they protect you and they write what you do. So they protect you. We have talked about that before, and they write what you do. You are under your cover, over your cover, in your house, on the tree, over the tree, in the school, wherever you are. They write everything you do. You go to the bathroom, they write everything you do. You come out, they write everything you do. You lie, they write what you lie. You say the truth, they write the truth that you say. You decide one day to shave your beard, they write you can't shave your beard and that's it. I always talk about this issue because shaving the beard is a practice that the righteous predecessor used to consider one of the evil practices. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cursed the one who resembled himself after the woman and the woman who resembled herself after the man. Can you imagine going home and your wife is putting an artificial beard on herself? Say, what's wrong with you? Why are you looking like a woman? She will say, oh, why are you looking like a man? You will say to her, why are you looking like a man? Because the beards are the quality of the man. She will say to you, why are you looking like a woman? Why are you shaving the beard just like to look like a woman? This is how the righteous predecessor used to treat this issue. This is one of the signs of our manlyhood. This is one of the signs of the messengers. I challenge you to find any messenger, he shaved his feet. I challenge you. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's away from the subject, but something that a reality of our Muslims. Many Muslims, you see them. If you have the chance to look under their arm, they do not cut the hair under their arm. And they shave their beard. Whereas the sunnah is the exact opposite. for us to grow our beard and to shave the hair under our arm and to shave the hair in our private area. But the people have the fitrah backwards. Therefore, this is something that we have to do. If we love Allah, Allah loves for you to do that. So you have to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for you to be. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for you to act. So the angel writes everything that you do. Everything which is good is documented, and everything that is evil is documented. أحصاه الله ونسوه. Allah has detailed everything and you have forgotten about it. Many things that we do it today, we do it a year ago, 10 years ago, and we forget all about it. But on the Day of Judgment, we're going to see it. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. Every soul will find whatever she has done, whatever was done, it will be before it. The good and that which is bad, you would wish that there is a great distance between you and that which is bad. So ya akhwan, we have to consider about all those issues when we do, and we have also to watch ourselves when we talk. Every word that you say is documented also. وَمَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيمٌ. Everything that you say, there is a watcher over you, a good watcher over you. So we have to be good in our speech. We do not lie. We do not backbite. We do not slander. We do not say speech that has no benefit behind it. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, let him say good things or be quiet. A lot of people run their mouth and they speak and without thinking about what they speak. Make sure, imagine there's a recorder recording everything you say. Well, why are you going to be careful about what you say? What if this recorder was passed to the FBI? What if this recorder was passed to somebody who's going to find something against you? Well, everything you say is recorded for you. And you're going to find it in the Day of Judgment. So we have to make sure that we understand this issue, so we watch our tongue. We do not just run our mouth and rattle our mouth. And similar to that, what we look at. And similar to that, what we use our ears to listen to. Are we using this nice ear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for you to listen to? What's her name? Any of those? Celine Dion, or whatever of those, Raghib Alama, or what's his name, the other guy? Mamsouh. Are we using our ears to listen to those? Are we using our eyes to watch, what's her name, one of the Muslims? She is Muslim from Pakistan. Her name is Shabana Azmi, one of the major actresses in Pakistan. And the last of her movie is one that she's acting the role of a lesbian. A woman acting the role of a lesbian. Are we using our eyes to look at Shabana Azmi? Or Layla Ulwi from India? Alhamdulillah. But she's Muslim, right? So-called Muslim. Muslim by name, not by identity. How about this Layla Ulwi? Another actress from Egypt. Are we using our eyes to look at them? Oh, she's cute. Oh, she has played this role very nice. Oh, this, oh, that. Or are we using our eyes to look in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to look at the sky? To look. People now, they do not look at the sky. Wallahi, when we make a khutbah al-Eid, people look at the sky, everybody was looking at me. Look at the sky. See how beautiful it is. People, they have no perception of responding to the rules of Allah. They just have a perception of looking. They're heedless. Look at the sky, they look at me. Look at the water, they look at me. their code. So we have to respond, we have to train ourselves to respond. So we use our eyes to look at the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that would breed in our heart a sense of dignity, a sense of how we dignify Allah Azza wa Jal, how we glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. But if we want to hear our, use our ears to listen to Isa Masuh, and we use our eyes to watch Layla Alwi, or to watch Shabana Azmi or Celine Dion, we're going to be worse than cattle. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Quran. Inna sharra al-dawabi inda Allah summu al-bukmu al-um al-ladhina la yasma'un. The worst of cattle are those who are sum, deaf. Sum al-bukmu, mute. The blind, and they do not hear. Those are the worst of the cattle. That does not mean they are deaf, they have no ability to hear. They have the ability to hear, but they do not hear the book of Allah, they hear the song. They have eyes, but by which they do not look at the book of Allah, at Bukhari and Muslim, but they look at every low-life show. They make sure, oh, it's come at 7:30, we have to be home to watch it. Make sure that we are home to watch this Sanford and Son. Make sure we watch Cheers. Make sure we watch Rambo.
Okay, I am the Imam. Don't think I'm in the bubble. I don't live in the bubble. I need to know what my community is doing.
So people make very serious efforts to watch a show. But they don't say, well, 7:30 is the prayer, we have to report to the masjid. Yeah, this is the masjid. Sit home, let's pray home, and then we watch the show. Well, if we do not use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in His service, it's going to be against us in the Day of Judgment. And whatever you do is documented for you, and you're going to find it in the Day of Judgment. Having said that, inshaAllah, we stop at this point and we pick up the subject next time we meet. وَهَذَا وَصَلَّ اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكْ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ.
Yes.
مُنْكَرْ وَنُكِيرُ أَنْكَرْ وَنُكِيرُ لا مات مُنْكَرْ أنْكَرْ وَنُكِيرُ طيب مات مُنْكَرْ
إزاي؟
لا أدري إذا اسمه رقيب وعتيق، ولكن قال رقيب عتيق يعني صفة ولا أعلم منها. لكن هذا علم الشخص وما هو فيك من العلم إلا قليل. نعم. هذا اللي لا أدري. I don't know if the, those who document our name رقيب وعتيق. I don't know that and I never read that. That would be with it. No, they're not music. Yeah, they came in the form of a man. He appeared like a man. That's a good question. When they appear as a man, that does not mean he is a man. He has a gender. But they have the ability to appear in a form. But they themselves, in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, they are not masculine nor they are feminine. They are evil. It was documented in the Sunnah that they appeared to regular people, as it was narrated that a man was going to visit another brother who was sick, and an angel appeared to him. He said, why are you visiting him? He said, because I love him.
He says, I am a messenger from Allah to tell you that Allah loves you. So here we see, we have an example where an angel appeared to a man. But that was before the last messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, but they were in their man form. They were in their man form. Jibreel and Mika'il, and in the hadith by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, narrated by Muslim, he saw, I saw a man in the right of the Prophet and a man in the left of the Prophet, and they were wearing white. I never seen them after that, and I never seen them before that. And they say that is meaning Jibreel and Mika'il. Another narration, they were fighting aggressively against the they were fighting aggressively in defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Having said that, inshaAllah, we conclude our lesson tonight. وهذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على النبي المصطفى وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. In this blessed night, inshaAllah, we will continue talking about believing in the angel, al-Iman bil-Malaika. Last time we have talked about this issue, we were last talking about some of the actions of the angels, some of the duties of the angels. And tonight, inshaAllah, we're going to continue talking about the duties of angels. One of the duties of angels is to attend the circuit and the circles of remembrance. من وظائف الملائكة حضور حلقات الذكر. As it was reported in Sahih Muslim, in Hadith Abi Huraira رضي الله عنه, we're going to read the Hadith in Arabic and then we translate it to English. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال إن لله تبارك وتعالى ملائكة سيارة فضلا يتبعون مجالس الذكر فإذا وجدوا مجلسا فيه ذكر قعدوا معهم وحف بعضهم بعضا بأجنحتهم حتى يملأوا ما بينهم وبين السماء الدنيا فإذا تفرقوا عرجوا وصعدوا إلى السماء قال فيسألهم الله عز وجل وهو أعلم بهم من أين جئتم فيقولون جئنا من عند عباد لك في الأرض يسبحونك ويكبرونك ويهللونك ويحمدوك ويسألونك قال وما يسألوني قالوا يسألونك جنتك قال وهل رأوا جنتي قالوا لا أي رب قال فكيف لو رأوا جنتي قالوا ويستجيرونك قال ومما يستجيرونني قالوا من نارك يا رب قال وهل رأوا ناري قالوا لا قال فكيف لو رأوا ناري قالوا ويستغفرونك قال فيقول قد غفرت لهم وأعطيتهم ما سألوا وأجرتهم ما استجاروا قال فيقولون رب فيهم فلان عبد خطاء إنما مر فجلس معهم قال فيقول وله غفرت هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم رواه مسلم وأخرجه أيضا البخاري. This hadith narrated by collected by Imam Muslim, narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying,
Allah, to Allah belong angels, that they travel and they follow majalis al-dhikr, the circles of remembrance. When they find the circle of remembrance, they will sit with them and they will be close to each other with their wings until they fill the space between that spot until the lower sky, or the lowest sky. And when the people will split up from the circle of remembrance, those angels will escalate in the sky high. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, and He knows more of their situation. He will say to them, "Where did you come from?" He said, "We came from some of your slaves on earth. They are glorifying you, magnifying you, praising you. They say, 'La ilaha illallah,' and they are asking you." He will say, "What are they asking me?" They will say, the angels, "They are asking you your paradise, al-Jannah." He said, "Have they seen my paradise?" They say, "Oh Allah, no, they have not seen my paradise." Allah will say, "What would they do if they have seen paradise?" The angel will say, "And they are seeking refuge in you." They say, "From what?" They will say, "From your fire, O our Lord, O Lord." They will say, Allah will say, "Did they see my fire?" They say, "No." He say, "What will be their situation if they have seen my fire?" The angel says, "They are seeking your forgiveness." Allah said, "I have forgiven them, and I have given them what they are questing. And I'm going to protect them from whatever they are seeking protection from. And as long as they are seeking protection." They will say, "Oh Allah, amongst them there was so and so, your slave, but he is a sinner. And he was just passing by and sat with them." It will be said, "And to him I have forgiven also, because they are the good people, and whoever is in their company, they will receive the same offering, the same forgiveness." From this hadith, there is many benefits. We can talk about this hadith, and maybe there is a lot more benefits that we are not aware of in the books of the scholars. But we brought this hadith to show several issues, that these are angels whose duty is to travel on earth and locate the circles of dhikr, where the people are sitting, saying, "Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar," and so on and so forth. When they find a circle of dhikr, they will sit with that circle, and the angels will connect with one another with their wings. From this hadith, we know that the angels have wings. And from this hadith, we know that when they are sitting, they're not sitting everybody in a corner, as a lot of people do, but they are sitting close to each other. Third, we know that the angels, there are a lot of them, until they fill all the gap between that gathering all the way to the lower sky. Because you know there's seven skies, seven layers. But it's worth mentioning, this gathering of dhikr is not just like what those al-mubtadi'a think, where those people are sitting in a circle, a complete circle they make, and somebody says, "Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah," and the people repeating after him. This is innovation in the religion. This is not what is meant by this hadith. Because if that was meant, we should find the companions radiallahu anhum doing that. We should find that the companions used to sit in similar style. But we do not find the companions doing that. But we see the companions, they used to do something similar to what we are doing. They sit and they learn this religion. They glorify Allah. They say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and so on and so forth. And also we take from this hadith the importance of keeping good companionship. Because the benefit of keeping companionship, whatever those people will receive, it might rub off on you. If you keep evil companionship, the evil of this companionship will rub off on you. Similar to that, if you keep good companionship, the goodness of this companionship, inshaAllah, will rub off on you. Also, we have another duty for the angels, and that is to collect the souls of the Son of Adam. When we die, our soul will be collected by the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, that the angel of death will collect you. This angel of death who was assigned for you. And then you shall return to your Lord. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ. That when death comes, one of them, our messengers, and this is messengers, they are the angels, will collect him, and they are not doing anything in excess of what they are supposed to be doing. So in those two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes the collecting of souls to the angels. But we have another ayah where it says in Surah Al-Zumar, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusu hina mawtiha. That Allah is the one who collects the souls when they die. If somebody looks at those two ayahs and say, well, there's something that we cannot really locate, because in one ayah it says the angels are collecting the soul, and in this ayah it says Allah is collecting the soul. Say, Alhamdulillah, there's no contradiction from in the book of Allah. مَا كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَتَعَارَضْ وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَتَنَاقَضْ وَمَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا.